It's time for the 2024 UK Healthcare Boys Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament on WMST. Broadcast sponsors include Ambergies Farm Machinery Sales and Service, BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Kaufman Funeral Home and Crematory, the Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Garrett Furniture, Carl's Produce, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Sterling Family Dental Care, Town and Country Home Decor and Minute Market, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Hey, good morning again, everyone. Welcome to Rupp Arena, downtown Lexington. It's time for basketball action again today. Yeah, the Wildcats may be done for the season in the NCAA, but we got a lot of basketball left here in the UK Healthcare Sweet 16 at Rupp quarterfinal round day today. Wow, what unusual matchups. McGoffin County, first time ever in the Sweet 16. Great Crossing, first time ever in the Sweet 16. Great Crossing comes in as a heavy underdog. Has a heavy favorite. They have won throughout the season against Kentucky teams. They've lost only once to an out-of-state team, 35-1. McGoffin County, a lot of people are saying, how did they get here? Well, they played their way here. They have a great player in Aiden Barnett, and we're going to see what they can do against Great Crossing to start things off. We'll come back. Gary Crawford is with us, and we'll return to talk with the coaches this morning right after we step out for 90 seconds. They're on the Gateway Sports Network.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments. LLC in this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
With Bad Boy's patented Easy Ride and Gen 2 independent suspension, heavy-duty American-made steel construction, and legendary muscle, there's no more that brings more comfort, durability, power, and value to mowing pros and homeowners than a Bad Boy mower. Mow with an attitude. It's the driving force behind every mower we build in the good old USA. Our promise to lead the industry in innovation and performance. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Scott Castle, the head coach of McGoffin County, is with us right now. And, Coach, yeah, wow, first time ever for McGoffin County, and you won a game. And I don't know, when's the next mayor's race down there or county judge? You're going to run, aren't you?
I believe I probably will. You know, I've already had people tell me that they're going to vote for me. So, you know, but we're excited to be here. I mean, how many people, you know, would have thought that McGoffin County would have even been in the Sweet 16 tournament, let alone win that first game to advance to the Elite Eight. So we're tickled to be here. You know, we understand that we've got a really tough task in front of us this morning in this Great Crossing team. Really good. They've, you know, probably got three D1 players on the team and probably six that's going to play college basketball somewhere. So we've got our work cut out for us.
How have you gone about trying to make it not an insurmountable task for your kids and get them to come in here believing they can win?
Well, we've played some teams in Tennessee earlier in the season and down at the Gatlinburg that, you know, had some similar size and kids with athletic ability, and we played really good down there and competed and was in the game to the end. Don't know if, you know, that team, those teams in Gatlinburg were as deep and you know, athletic as some of these kids. But, you know, we just go out and play. We have nothing to lose. We're playing on house money. Go out, you know, guard and fight every defensive possession because we know we got to, you know, get as many rebounds as we can. And whatever happens at the end of this morning session just happens, and we'll live with it.
Mid-level basketball fans think, well, the size disadvantage, Magoffin County will be playing zone the whole game. That's not always the case, is it?
No. We'll fill them out initially. You know, probably start out in a little zone, but, you know, I think we're at our best when we're in line to in line, trying to create chaos and havoc. So you'll probably see some of that today.
Talk about this group as a team. When you've got a player like Aiden Barnett, who really is a dominant offensive player, I watched your team the other day, and it seemed like there's a lot of cohesion, and everybody realizes, hey, we've got our roles, and Aiden's got his.
They understand that, and we also understand that, you know, against a great team like we're playing this morning, that it's going to take all five of us competing and contributing, doing something positive. And Aiden's really good. His leadership, you know, he'll find kids when they need the ball, and it just comes down to a matter of making those shots when you get a chance to, you know, to shoot it.
When you don't have a deep bench, those media timeouts sure are helpful, aren't they?
Exactly. So you know, we'll use all of our timeouts today and all the media timeouts. Because you know, we're going to have to play extremely hard for 32 minutes, and those extra timeouts are going to be a real benefit to the kids.
When you look beyond Marino, who's the next player for Great Crossing? You say, okay, we got to do what we can with Marino. Here's a guy that we really got to secondarily really see if we can stop.
Dawson, you know, I like his game. I think that he really attacked the basket well the other night, and he kind of get things going when they kind of get lulled down and passive with things. But the can't think of the kid's name right now, but number 21, listen, he's a talented player. He's got a good motor. He plays well around the rim. I really like his game.
Are you a Magoffin County guy?
I am.
Start to finish. Yeah. And your nephew the other day, you sent him packing, didn't you? I mean, well, that'll be talked about around the family circle, right?
I'm sure it will be a little bit, but you know, it was just a tough game. You know that where you have to play family. You know, after the game, I hugged him, told him I loved him, and he had a great game, had a great season. But if you was here watching that game, you know, if we didn't make changes at halftime, you know, I would have been the one being gouged at all the family reunions and Thanksgiving dinners because he was wearing us out. So glad to be here.
Coach Scott Castle, I'm going to be here tomorrow morning no matter what happens. So if you can win, you'll be looking for me because coaches are superstitious, aren't they? They want to do the same thing.
That's exactly right.
Thank you, Coach.
Right. Thank you.
Scott Castle, our guest here. And stay tuned. We're going to try to catch up with the head coach for a Great Crossing, and we'll do that right after we step out for 1 minute here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Town and Country Home Decor in Mount Sterling is the place to go when you're building or remodeling your home. There's unfinished, painted, and stained cabinets, in-stock flooring, countertops, jet coat shower systems, vanities, plumbing and electrical supplies, wood stoves and gas logs, and yes, more, like Delta faucets and Echo power equipment. Best of all, Town and Country Home Decor is locally owned and operated, and they can help when others can't. Right next to Mann Chrysler, 803 Alexa Drive, Mount Sterling, Town and Country Home Decor.
Hey, Chuck,
Back here on the floor at Rupp, we've got Steve Page, head coach of Great Crossing, and the Warhawks. Do you like that mascot, the Warhawks? Has that been good?
I guess. I mean, it's what it's always been, so I guess it makes no difference. But it's a cool. I like our colors. I like the logo, so yeah.
What did you grow up as?
Oh, I went to Scott County.
Well, you were a Cardinal.
Yeah, I graduated 1988 from Scott County. Went to middle school, went to elementary school in Georgetown. So,
what's the most lasting impression Billy Hicks made on you?
Coach Hicks coached my son. Obviously, he was always around. I just that he always had conviction that he was going to do what he did, and if the other team was better than him doing what he did, then so be it. But he was going to stick to his principles.
And it's no surprise. I mean, your team comes in today. You're the favorite, and they have a great player in Aiden Barnett. In this instance, do you do anything special defensively to against a player like that, or do you just say, let's do what we always do and play him?
Yeah, I mean, you obviously got a game plan for something. I mean, our goal today is if he scores 30, we want it to be high-volume number shot. So he's going to get his. We understand that, but we just can't let him go, 14 for 17 or something like that. If he gets 30, 35, we got to do it on 25, 30 shots.
Give us a little inside look at Marino. What kind of kid is he in practice off the playing floor?
Malachi Marino is like one of the best kids around. I mean, and I know that's conjecture, you may say, because I coach him, but you won't find a person you talk to that doesn't talk about how great of a kid he is, how good he is in the community, how good he is to his teammates. I mean, I can't speak higher about that kid. He's wonderful.
You may not know the answer to this after winning 35 games, but if your team gets down, who's the guy that's going to step to the table and say, okay, guys, here we go?
Probably Vince Dawson or Malachi. I mean, we've been in this situation where we've been down before. We were down at halftime of the first game of the region, and Vince Dawson took the locker room over.
Yeah, good. Coach, save that voice.
Yeah.
You got an assistant who's going to do a lot of yelling for you today.
And a board to draw play to get the plays to him. We'll be fine.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Steve Page, the head coach of Great Crossing, and he's going to head to the mid-court session with the officials and captains. And we're going to head out for this two-minute timeout when we come back. Gary and I will be ready to give you more information about this opening quarterfinal round game in the Sweet 16 here in 2024. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to assure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
One. Goffin County comes into today's game at 23-11. That record's a little bit deceiving because they played without leading scorer Aiden Barnett. You know, when you lose a guy who gets 29 points a game, Gary Crawford, good morning.
Good morning.
That's pretty much a setback. You might lose any game without him.
Yeah, 29 is probably, normally it's going to be 40% of your offensive punch.
Yeah, and this team lost early to Perry Central and Ashland, two teams that were in this tournament. Then during the holiday break, they lost to Archbishop Shaw out of Louisiana, McMinn County out of Athens, Tennessee. They lost at Montgomery County, and they lost to Wolf County. And again, those games were without Aiden Barnett. Now with him, they did lose to Boyd County, 82-72, to Pike County Central, 76-75. Martin County, another really good team there in the 15th, 76-72. Martin County again, 78-73. And then they came back and beat Martin County. And that's the story of this tournament. Teams that are here after they lost multiple times to teams who came back and beat that same team in a regional tournament. Again, they're a team. Yes, Aiden Barnett is a guy. If he does not have a big game today, Gary, what are the chances they're going to beat Red Cross?
Well, they've got an uphill climb even if he has his game. So without him, if he doesn't really perform, it's going to be a tough game for McGoffin County.
Yeah, and again, after losing to Perry County Central back early in the year, they came back and beat the Commodores in the opening game of this state tournament on Wednesday, 54-47. Then Great Crossing in Spencer County, that was a game that was a lot closer than we thought it would be, and really it was like that with a player for Spencer County who's been their 29-point game scorer not having a real good game. He was a little bit oversized, I thought, across the board because Great Crossing is so big up and down the line. It minimized his game a little bit.
It certainly did. He just was not able to get in good rhythm throughout the game, and Great Crossing was able to somewhat neutralize him.
But again, a tie game going in the last quarter, and Great Crossing went on to win it by 14 points. Your thoughts, you know, when you look at this Great Crossing team, Malachi Moreno, just tell the fans what you see in him from a basketball standpoint that they would like if they were here watching.
Well, the obvious thing, Dan, is that you can't teach 7 feet 1 inches. He's a long, lanky guy, not overly big in terms of the physical body profile, but he is very agile and mobile, and just a great wingspan. Can shoot the ball inside, obviously. He's got an inside game, but he also can step outside at 7-1 and feels comfortable out there beyond the three-point line.
He just now knocked down a pair of threes out of that right corner, and then when he missed two, he stepped inside to about 15 feet and knocked down a couple of shots there. It's like, know your limitations, know what you're supposed to do, but yeah, he has a really soft touch, and nobody's going to block that shot up there, so we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. But when you look at McGoffin County, and wow, again, the crowd, this is going to be certainly, and it's expected to be, when you get to the quarterfinal round, this will be the largest crowd we have had in here so far, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see the crowd last night. I understand that Campbell County had a tremendous following last night when you looked all around the arena, but a great crowd on hand. There's going to be a great atmosphere. These people have come here, and the expectation is, well, we're going to go see Great Crossing because they're 35-1, and we want to see Moreno, who's only a junior, and see what kind of player maybe the University of Kentucky will be getting, or who knows where he might end up. But the expectation for McGoffin County is very low, except for their fans up there. You know, right. they may not think they can win, but you think that those people didn't come up here just to, we'll go clap every once in a while when we make a basket. I mean, they want to get excited.
They do, and after seeing the game break cross expense for County, you know, as you mentioned, it was a tie game at the end of three quarters, and, they have to throw the ball up there and play.
You never know. And again, Marino, sometimes in games like this, players like Marino, they get in foul trouble. Things like that happen. The one thing that I think would be most disappointing is if Aiden Barnett, maybe, you know, in feeling like he has to do so much, maybe he gets in foul trouble and you take him out of the game, and certainly it really minimizes the opportunities for this McGoffin County squad to be in the game. But we'll find out. Hey, we're going to be back. We got the anthem coming, the starting lineups. We're not too far away from the start of our opening game of this quarterfinal round session today. Great Crossing in McGoffin County. The Hornets and the Warhawks coming up, and we'll be back in 90 seconds.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area, where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Ladies there that sound like they're about 25 or 30. It's amazing.
Absolutely.
The sound
nice.
You can get. We are ready to go here. McGoffin County, the home team on the scoreboard. White uniforms, maroon numerals trimmed in gold. And the Warhawks are in green uniforms, white numerals, blue trim. We're right up behind the Magoffin County bench, and let's get our starting lineup.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Central Bank Center in Rupp Arena in Lexington, Kentucky, and the 2024 UK Healthcare Kentucky High School Athletic Association Boys Sweet 16, celebrating the 106th anniversary of Kentucky State Championship Basketball Tournament, the greatest show in hoops. Today's first game features the Warhawks of Great Crossing, champions of the 11th region, your visiting team, and the Hornets of Magoffin County, champions of the 15th region, your home team. And fans, now get out your phones and shine your flashlights bright. It's time to electrify the game with Blue Oval SK, the future of mobility. And now our starting lineups presented by Clark's Pump and Shop. In alternating fashion, beginning with the visiting team. For Great Crossing, at guard, number one, Vince Dawson. For Magoffin County, at forward, number zero, Walker Russell. For Great Crossing, at guard, number five, Junius Burrell. For Magoffin County, at guard, number two, Aiden Barnett. For Great Crossing at guard, number 11, Gage Richardson. For Magoffin County at guard, number 5, Grayson Whitaker. For Great Crossing at forward, number 21, Jeremiah Godfrey. For Magoffin County at guard, number 10, Ethan Zallier. For Great Crossing at forward, number 24, Malachi Marino. For Magoffin County at center, number 14, Zane Whitaker. And now introducing the head coaches for the Warhawks, Steve Page, and for the Hornets, Scott Castle. Your game officials are Jeff Baker, Charles Bierbaum, Kyle Lovett, and the alternate is J.R. Reed.
And for calling Malachi Marino, introducing him as a forward, there should be a two-shot penalty assessed against Great Crossing to begin this game. And we've got, as Magoffin County takes the floor in those white uniforms, again, the I'm always amazed at, you know, who's going to be the smallest player out there. They actually list Ethan Salyer at 6 feet, and I don't know, I'm going to go about 5'9", maybe. And they put him in the jump circle against Marino, and Malachi Marino just kind of, he doesn't want to look at it, he just kind of glances down and says, what?
He's saying, what's the strategy with this? Yeah. The tallest guy and the smallest guy.
Waiting back there is Janias Burrell in backcourt. Big thing here, don't let him get something off the tip, and it's controlled by Great Crossing, and down in the corner they get it, but nothing there, and Burrell will bring it right back outside. Jeremiah Godfrey is, you know, the other really big player along with Marino. He's about 6'7", long arms. They go down long. Dawson turns, and the jump shot rolls in.
Bounced it in.
Vince Dawson gives Great Crossing an early 2-0 lead. There's a three on the other end that is up and no good from the outside by Grayson Whitaker, but rebounded, and there's a three, no good, by Ethan Salyer, but the rebound again by Magoffin County. And their crowd's excited right now because they've got two offensive rebounds.
They have.
Here is Barnett now working with it, and he's going to fire three up, and it's no good. And finally, Marino pulls it off the glass for the Warhawks. Quickly down, Burrell, right corner, Dawson, passed up a three. Couldn't get his feet set in time. Over the left side, Richardson down in low and putting it up and in off the glass is Jeremiah Godfrey, and it's 4-0. Got to guard against you. You can't let big runs go. You have to find ways, and we hit a foul that's going to go against Great Crossing. Janias Burrell. I think I called him Junius the other day. I don't know. It's J-U-N-I-U-S.
Janias,
driving down Barnett, off to Whitaker, missed it. The Marino altered that shot.
Yeah, he did.
He caused him to put it too high off the glass.
What a
Dawson,
good try.
The other end, goes in right baseline. Short jumper, no good. Rebound, Marino puts it up, no good. Puts it back up and in.
Marino
makes it 6-0, great crossing. And here's Whitaker running right down the middle. Marino is back. Whitaker stops and took steps.
Marino's presence making itself known here early.
Yeah, if he gets back defensively in time, as he did there, you're going to shoot a three or a 15-foot or longer jumper at least, and that's your option, and you're still shooting it over length. That's not always simple. Here's Burrell. They run the alley-oop and going under, putting it up and in is Dawson. They can do that with multiple players.
Yeah. And Dawson County that time went to
8-0.
Zone.
There's
and,
a long pass over, and the ball is tipped out of bounds by Marino. And down the way, we get Coach Steve Page up applauding Marino for being out on the floor, hustling on defense.
Well, with his voice, he can't cheer for him, so he's going to applaud.
Yeah, he's clapping. Here's the entry pass coming to Barnett. Leaves it off to Walker Russell, who fires a three, and it's way off the mark, but rebounded by Barnett to Whitaker. Whitaker over and fires the three up and in.
Whitaker able to get it up over Marino.
That's Zane Whitaker. There are two Whitakers, and it's 8-3. Here is Burrell, left side, a wide open on the baseline. Shot is missed. Marino tips no good. Whitaker gets the rebound after that miss by Godfrey. Here's Barnett dribbling through. Almost lost it, and he did.
He did. Stepped on the line down there.
And he does what all great players do. He looks down at his arm and says, oh, I think I got slapped 3 or 4 times right there. I think that's what caused that turnover. I think he's just pumped up. So it is a zone for Magoffin County, a 1-2-2. Point drop. There's a drop back in, and now the left corner. There's a three. Good. Gage Richardson, the junior, knocks down the three, and it is 11-3.
Great crossing out there, applying pressure full court.
1-2-2.
Yeah, 1-2-2.
Full court.
Inbound pass gets away.
There was almost a throwaway, but it's rescued in there by Grayson Whitaker. Now, Whitaker drives in on Marino, hands it back. There's a floater that's no good. Put up way too high off the backboard by Salyer. Great crossing down. Burrell a three. It's no good. Rebound claimed in there by Zane Whitaker. Running down. Barnett, jump shot. It's no good. Burrell quickly the other way off to Grant or Gage Richardson, who lays it up and in. A transition basket. 13-3, and now we get the timeout taken by Magoffin County. They're down by 10 early, and we'll be back in a half minute.
I made a deal so sweet.
So sweet, so sweet.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, this is Lonnie Pendleton. When you're looking for a great deal on a car, truck, or SUV, come and see me at Dutch's Chevrolet on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Magoffin County has started 1 of 8 from the field, and great crossing 6 of 10. And that one Magoffin County field goal was a 3-point shot, but again, it's an early 10-point lead for Great Crossing. They get it into Barnett. They got away from the double team quickly. Sends it to Walker Russell. And now in the right corner, Whitaker launches a three. No good, but put back up and in by Walker Russell. A crafty rebound basket, really, by Walker Russell right
absolutely.
There. Absolutely. Out-fought the Great Crossing defender right there. Here's a little lob up, and Marino went for the one-hand jam, didn't get it. Lead pass ahead, down to Whitaker. He gets the shot blocked out. That was a foul. I mean, he came right down in his arm, didn't get the call. Burrell back the other way, lays it up and in. Well, that's a
crafty
young man.
That's a four-point turnaround right
absolutely,
there.
Absolutely, yeah.
That the officials helped. And Great Crossing needs no help in this game. Barnett dribbling through the defense. Goes under, tried a reverse layup and got it blocked by Marino. Back the other way. There's Dawson for a three that's no good. And a little Ethan Salyer is able to go in there because nobody was back and grab the rebound. A little guy coming down against Dawson, who's about 6 or 7 inches taller.
At least.
And Grayson Whitaker way out on the right side. Goes to the top of the key to Whitaker, and now back to Barnett. Whitaker on the right wing as they work against the defense. And there is the jump shot put up that is no good by Walker Russell. A little off balance. Long pass down to Burrell. Burrell whips the pass inside to Dawson. Goes under. Missed it. Tip no good. Gets his own rebound. It's Godfrey. I'm sorry, not Dawson. And finally, Godfrey gets fouled. That's going to be against Ethan Salyer. And we're going to get a timeout. 2 minutes and 56 seconds left to play in the opening quarter. It's Great Crossing 15, McGoffin County 5. When we come back in 90 seconds.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
.56 to play here in this opening quarter in for McGoffin County. Noah Sammons, a 5'10 senior, has come in to replace Salyer. Great Crossing under the basket. They send it out deep to Burrell. Now Dawson out through the lane. Richardson flips it up. It rolls off, and the rebound. Marino gets it, and he gets fouled.
Marino in there trying to garner the rebound with his first effort. Not able to, but stayed with it. Drew the foul.
Hayden Barnett gets the foul call, and Coach Scott Castle, he went and says, can their guy ever be over the back on anybody? That's what he said to that official. And Reno makes the free throw, his third point. Extends the lead to a now largest 11 and make it 12. Five different players involved in getting points for Great Crossing. Here's the entry pass. Lucky to salvage it. Down to Barnett on the left side. Barnett stops. He sends a long pass down to Whitaker in the right corner. Marino out to meet him. Gives it up to Russell Walker, who gives back to Whitaker. Right corner, a three is no good. And the rebound. Russell Walker gets it. Ball fake. Puts it
got
up.
Fouled.
And I'll tell you, threw
the foul.
Today.
Good ball fake. Got here. People off their feet. So.
Foul on Godfrey, and that will send Walker Russell to the free throw line.
Walker Russell at the line.
Russell, an interesting guy. He's not overly sized. He's not. He's kind of a long, lanky kid. But he seems to have a knack for the basketball.
Yeah, and only a sophomore. Another free throw here with 2:26 to go. Every point important for them, and he does make the second one. He has three, and it's 17-6. Long pass down to Godfrey, who missed his shot. And guess who got down there and got the rebound? Walker Russell. And now here's Barnett going the other way, sends it in the left corner. There's a three that is up and does not go down for Noah Sammons. Marino the rebound. Marino already has five rebounds. Then we get a foul call.
That was a tough call. That was on Russell, I guess.
So, third foul. Quickly down, going under, missing the shot is Burrell, and they call a foul on Whitaker, and he Whitaker. Can't believe it.
Yeah, Whitaker just is that's amazed.
Zane Whitaker that's going to send Burrell to the line. Whitaker's about 7 inches taller than Burrell, and I think he thought he was there and just made a good defensive play, but Burrell puts in the free throw for his third point. Reed Meadows had been in briefly for McGoffin County, a 6'1 senior. Now he has come out. Free throw good again. Burrell with 4 points, and it's 19-6. Here's Barnett. Barnett in trouble. Sends a long pass down to Walker Russell, and his three-point shot is way too long. We know the rebound. Outlet pass to Burrell. Burrell long pass down to Godfrey, and it's tipped away. A nice defensive play. Zane, by Zane Whitaker.
Whitaker's
done a lot this first quarter.
Yeah, he has.
Walker Russell is going to come out and get a breather now as they run an inbounds play and break wide open. Gage Richardson, who now has seven. And it's 21-6. Down the left corner. Meadows had it knocked away. Got a back tap. Lead pass ahead. Burrell. Burrell down. Floats it up. And Godfrey goes up and jams it. His second field goal.
Oh, they get it in the corner.
1:26 to go. Burrell is steal. He lays it up and in. We get a timeout taken by McGoffin County. 25-6 is our score. And we've still got 1:23 to play here
in the first quarter.
We'll be back in. This is going to be a 30-second. We'll be back in a half minute.
If you don't know about the affordable quality health care services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Now, Great Crossing, they are flexing their muscles. They're 10 of 19 from the field. Only 2 of 16. Here's another turnover. Godfrey goes up, missed it, got another rebound. Goes out of there with it this time into the right corner. Cross-court pass. Burrell drives to the free throw line. His short jumper bounces in.
That's
27-6.
Walk.
Traveling violation. They got it down.
Full court pass from out of bounds. Yeah. Went to the all the way to the other end. He caught it cleanly, but could not get the ball down on the floor without taking an extra step.
There's a long pass to Burrell. Races down, goes under, lays it up, and it's no good, but tipped up and rebounded by Dawson and fouled.
By
Whitaker.
Zane Whitaker.
That'll be his second.
Foul number 14, Zane.
And Dawson will go to the line for two. And now back into the McGoffin County game.
Dawson is
on. Their lineup is going to be Reed Meadows after this first free throw. That's up and good. Vince Dawson with five.
Reed Meadows back to the lineup for McGoffin County.
Meadows comes out of the lineup. 28-6. 11-0 run, make it 12. 29-6. here in this opening quarter. Long pass down, floated into the left corner. There's a three. These shots are just taking them so quick for fear of getting them blocked.
Yeah, absolutely.
They are
not close.
They appear open, and then somebody gets there fairly close, and then they panic, and they shoot it too quick. Dawson shot the other end's no good. Found the rebound. Ethan Salyer grabs it, heads down, holds up, gives to Barnett, back into Salyer. Underneath, he lays it up and in.
Nice little give and go there. Salyer got it in the corner, gave it up, and got it right back.
29-8, 17 seconds to go. And the lob for Marino, who goes in and jams it. Marino was 6. Only 7 seconds to go. They're not going to get a shot. Barnett way back near the...
Well, he's at half court. No, didn't get it up.
Didn't get it up, and the first quarter comes to an end. Great crossing. Here in the quarterfinals, the big lead. They lead Magoffin County 31-8 here at the end of the opening quarter of play, and we'll be back with second quarter action in just a minute.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
There's only one basketball here in Crawford, but right now Greg Crossing doing a great job of taking that one basketball and spreading it around a lot. Everybody in the game has had at least 4 field goal attempts, and Gage Richardson, who's 3 of 4 from the field, also has 4 assists, and Marino has only had 4 field goal attempts, and Godfrey is 2 of 6, and Dawson is 2 of 6, and Burrell, Junias, is 3 of 5, and he's got 3 assists. It's a balanced effort. I mean, and they are playing hard defensively, too.
Yeah.
Marino is guarding Barnett right now. Now he's going to go back inside. Whitaker gets a little daylight, puts in a jump shot. Zane Whitaker with his second field goal. Marino had gone out on the floor. There's a steal, but the shot's put up no good by Grayson Whitaker. What a chance for a little 4-point turnaround there. Dawson down the lane. Marino goes in and jams it off the left baseline. 33-10. Trouble in backcourt. Walker Russell gets fouled. That's going to be on Godfrey.
Was it Godfrey?
No, it's going to be Richardson. You're right. Gage Richardson.
No, it's Godfrey.
Richardson and Dawson and Marino, Burrell, those guys are all juniors here.
We're getting some subs. Godfrey goes out.
Jalen Warren, a 5'10 senior who we saw a lot in the opening round, is in there along with L.J. Holman, a freshman. Here, out of the left corner, they leave.
Long
3, and it's no good.
Get one to go.
Marino has yet another rebound off that miss by Grayson Whitaker, and ball deflected, lost out of bounds. It'll be Great Crossings ball right in front of the Magoffin County bench in front of us. Richardson ready to inbound it. L.J. Holman is a 6'1 freshman. Entry pass goes to Marino, who's out high. Puts it on the deck. He charged. Easy call, you know.
Easy, yeah.
He lowered his shoulder into Zane Whitaker.
Whitaker did a good job of just holding his ground there. When Marino lowered his shoulder, it was a pretty obvious call, actually.
Whitaker Gives the ball back to Stallier, dribbles across the timeline, hands to Barnett. Barnett driving and then stops and pulls up with a three that does not go. Rebound, Marino. I tell you what, Walker Russell was up there battling him for it.
Yeah.
Giving up about a foot, but here is Richardson. Goes inside of Marino, turns on that left baseline, lays it in.
There's just no, even help defense is
yeah, the positioning is, I mean, when he gets in the right spot, which he's getting in, quickly down, Whitaker shot blocked by Marino. Outlet pass to Burrell. Look at Marino run the floor, but Burrell goes down and Marino's there. Missed the follow, and the second follow is no good by Holman. Barnett comes out of there with it. Barnett down there stopping with a three that is good.
Good.
The left side by Ethan Salyer.
The transition basket that might be a winning formula for McGoffin County.
35-13. You know, one of the goals, McGoffin County, their crowd's going to cheer at anything they can do.
That's right.
Down inside, that's not good.
No, they got Whitaker.
And that'll be his third.
Zane Whitaker.
Zane
said he was holding Marino down there.
It's only his second. So, it's a common foul. Entry pass to Marino. And now Richardson, a three, good off the right side. Richardson's got 10 points here in the first half. 38-13, quickly down, missing the driving left. One Whitaker missed it, the other rebounded it, and a three is no good by Barnett, a deep three.
Yeah, it was 28 to 30 feet.
Dawson comes away with the rebound. Left side, run the offense, L.J. Holman. Little freshman guard, and now Dawson takes it. Players waiting at the table to check in. Dawson free throw line. Back to Holman. Goes up from 14 feet and knocks down the jumper. A lefty.
Yeah. Smooth lefty.
40-13. They're going all the way down and laying it up and in. Went right through two bigger defenders.
Yeah, he cut right through them and got to the opposite side of the goal where Marino was opposite to him and able to lay it in.
40-15. 4:45 to go. Here's Dawson, a 15-foot jump shot, knocked it down.
Followed by Dawson.
He's got 8 points.
So far, Dan, when Great Crossing gets an open shot, look, they're pretty doggone accurate.
There's a steal. Richardson takes it away, goes in, and blocked by Barnett. Put up and in on the follow shot. I think that was Warren that got it.
Yeah.
Jalen Warren, 44-15. At midcourt, Salyer trying to dribble away from trouble. Down in the corner. They almost throw it away, but Russell Walker, or Walker Russell, gets it back. Here's Barnett. Behind the back dribble, goes for the basket, lays it up and in. That was Aiden saying, they're not going to shut me out today. I mean,
not
I got a
shut
bunch,
me out. He still looks down at that arm like they're beating me to death here.
44-17, our score, with Great Crossing out to the comfortable first half lead. McGoffin County, they're battling every play, though. We'll be back in 1 minute.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family, and when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Spring savings are here. Through April 2nd at major brands, you'll get an $80 reward card after online submission with purchase of four or more new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. Tire purchases under $900 get $60. Celebrate spring with big savings on Michelin tires from major brands Tire and Automotive, Tom's Drive Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive Mount Sterling. Get details at major brands or online at MichelinMan.com. Offer expires 4/2/24. Void where prohibited.
3.5 minutes to go here. The ball's taken away by McGoffin County. Knocked loose, and then we get a foul against Great Crossing trying to get the ball back.
That's Christian Martin, who's in the game, I believe.
Yeah. Martin is a 6 foot junior, gets his first foul. And in the second quarter, the foul situation, three on Great Crossing, only one on Magoffin County. And Magoffin County will inbound out near the timeline on the far side of the floor from us. They bounce it in, get into Walker Russell. He's dribbling right now against Dawson, gets a screen, goes the other way, bounces it on the right side. Salyer can't get a free for a shot. Out to Barnett. Barnett wants a little clear out, so he has some daylight trying to operate. And here he goes. Deep gives it up in the right corner to Salyer. Back out to Barnett. Ball fake. Goes into the lane and gets it taken away by Burrell. Burrell races down, gets it knocked away and taken away. Lead pass ahead down the left side. Going under. Passing it off. Laying it up and in.
Nice job there.
44-19. Back
Dawson
the other way.
Going hard.
Goes up. And I put that in. It got blocked and it's still
blocked and still. Hit high off the board and fell back in.
46-19. Down the baseline. The ball is knocked away from Walter Russell and out of bounds.
Timeout.
And now we get a timeout with 2:34 to go in the first half. Great Crossing, 46, Magoffin County, 19, and we'll be back after stepping out for 90 seconds.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Magoffin County is, they're hitting only 27% from the field. They've made only 2 of 13 threes. That's the, you know, those threes had a really, but these two teams in the first round, well, I can't give you the exact numbers, but I think each team maybe made 1 3.
Yeah, they did not
Great Crossing was
shoot
not
particularly well.
Great Crossing is 2 of 4 from threes today, but here we go. Magoffin County underneath its own basket, inbounding the ball. Noah Sammons.
Put Marino back in.
Here's the
Dawson out.
Pass going to Sammons, and he goes to Walker Russell, and now Barnett. He goes up from 15 and knocks down to Jeff. That was a little bit deeper, probably 19 almost, but not a 3. Barnett with his second field goal. 46-21, and there's a three that's no good, but tipped up and in. I don't know.
It looked like
Marino got it.
Marino was going to try to rebound that ball, and then all at once
it went in the basket.
It went in.
48-21. Barnett, guarded by Marino, is going to try to beat him in on the dribble. Picked up on a double team. Gives it up. Whitaker goes down inside, turning and banking it in. It was Reed Meadows.
Meadows
48-23.
Thought he was fouled as well. No call, of course.
Burrell, a floater from 12 feet. Missed it, but he got fouled.
Yeah, he got decked up there. We're going to find out that
Grayson Whitaker gets that foul call. And Burrell, who had 8 points in the first quarter, has not scored in the second quarter.
Burrell is just a prototypical, 5'9" at most, point guard. Quick, very, very quick, and has a big-time motor.
And his teammates always know where he is because even in the dark, his shoes would glow. Free throws are good. He's in double figures with 10. And they've hit the 50-point mark here in this opening half, 50-23. And here, the press is on.
Press is on, yeah. That's a little bit.
And they throw it off of Marino. It goes out of bounds. And now
Marino's going to
play
safety for a while.
Well, he's going to go back, guard one of the back guys instead of the guy inbounding the ball. And intercepted anyway on the inbounds. Burrell floats it for Marino, puts it up and in.
Yeah, Burrell always knows where Marino is, no question.
52-23. Here is Walker Russell dribbling down, spins to the free throw line, couldn't get a shot away. Right side, there's a three that's missed by Reed Meadows. Rebounded out of there. Behind the back by Burrell. Left side. Dawson fires a three. Good.
3-point goal.
Boy, Vince Dawson having a big first half. 55-23. We got a minute to go here in this opening quarter of play. Here's Walker Russell goes and knocks down a 15-foot jump shot. A
nice little ball fake as part of that jump shot.
55-25, and we've got 40 seconds to go. Look back to his coach. He says, let's play. We can't get a first half running clock unless you put the ball up there. Dawson liked to get it. He missed the three. There's a push off by Marino. They didn't see, and he got the rebound, and then Marino's going to get fouled.
Marino doesn't need a lot of help under there.
I'm looking right at that. The official was right there, and Marino just gave Walker Russell a little shove in the back and got the rebound anyway. And the net result is Russell gets his second foul, and Marino gets to shoot free throws. Has no real effect on the game, folks, but free throws no good. Now we're going to get substitution for Great Crossing as Brady Orem, a 6'6", 8th grader, comes into the game.
6'6", 8th grader.
And
wonder what's going to happen when he finally gets his growing spurt.
Reno. This one rolls out. Walker Russell, good job of blocking out the 8th grader there to get that rebound. And it stays at 55-25. Only 19 seconds to go. Here is Barnett. He's got fouled hard today.
Yeah. Again.
Barnett's just saying, hey, is this a football game out here? Wow. 5 seconds to go. Barnett's got to get a shot up. He puts a long one up, and it doesn't go. And the rebound by Great Crossing. And that almost went in from beyond midcourt. Wow.
Very close.
We have reached halftime. 55-25. And we'll be back on our halftime show. We've got a special guest coming our way, Scott Bottoms, and he is the guy who takes care of the officials during the tournament, and he'll come join us, I think, when we come back in 90 seconds.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Since 1831, McCormick Machinery has been shaping the American landscape. Today, McCormick Tractors continue to meet the needs of America's farmers across the land. We offer an extensive lineup of tractor models ranging from 24 to over 300 horsepower with the right features and technology to fit your farming needs. Your local McCormick dealer in Mount Sterling, Amberge's Farm Machinery, 530 South Queen Street, Mount Sterling, 859-498-1113, or visit AmbergesFarmMachinery.com.
Doug Garrett is a man who loves comfort. So when Doug's stocking his amazing showroom at Garrett Furniture in downtown Carlisle, you'll find so many comfortable things to fill your home and make life more comfortable. Doug also believes in quality. So Garrett's is stocked with furnishings that look great and are built to last. Comfort, quality, longevity. Just three of the many reasons to make Garrett Furniture in Carlisle your first choice when buying for your home. Visit Garrett Furniture, downtown Carlisle. You'll be glad you did.
We are back here at halftime, and it's this is not something that's unexpected. The Great Crossing 55, McGoffin County 25. McGoffin County able to come in here and get an opening round win over Perry Central, and they got a great player. But as I always tell people, if I'm better than you just a little bit at every position, I may just absolutely pound you into submission easily when it's really not that big of a deal. Well, in this instance, Great Crossing is, probably at four or five positions. It's considerably better, more athletic, bigger, you're going to get a big point spread. But the McGoffin County fans, they're still having the time of their life, glad to be here, and they're enjoying it. And every time somebody from McGoffin County does anything good, guess what? You hear from them, don't you? Scott Bottoms with us. Scott, great to have you here.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I've been waiting to get to this right here because this picture had to have been taken. I noticed it the other day. You just got out of the tanning bed. And
I was 35 years old.
Scott, you have a position that I don't know if most people would want it or not, but you kind of like it. Tell everybody what you do here during the tournament.
So I'm in charge of taking care of the officials for the state tournament, so getting them on and off the floor, making sure that they're secure and no one bothers them during their time here at work.
People like somebody like me or...
Yeah. Unruly fans.
I have so many great friends that are officials, and I get criticized a lot for, refereeing games on the radio sometimes. I tell people, all I'm doing is telling you what I am actually seeing. I saw a play right there where Marino pushed the guy under the basket to get a rebound. He's 7-1. The guy in front of him is 6-1. And the official is right there. And I don't know why he didn't make that call. I don't know what he was looking at, what he didn't see. But I'm just telling the audience what is really there. I'm not trying to be critical. We got to have the officials.
Absolutely.
I like them all, and they're not going to be perfect. I sure am not. I called all the other game. I called Junius Burrell. And criticize me for doing that. I should get criticized. But that's the way it is in the officiating game, isn't it?
It is. So we talk about it all the time. It's really easy to officiate when you're sitting over here, sitting still in a chair, watching it from your angle. But when you get on the floor or on the court, as fast as everyone's moving and the angles and, it's a little tougher. It seems so easy to see a push in the back. Why did one of those three not see it? But for some reason they didn't. We do need new officials. We've talked about it before. That's part of my new role with the KHSAA. We're trying to recruit new officials in all sports. Our numbers actually right now are pretty good. But we have, quote, an aging population. And as these older guys start to get out, we're trying to recruit the next generation of new officials. So we're working hard across the state and trying to get those numbers up.
And there's something brand new in trying to do that, isn't there?
Yeah, so we have a couple things. We have a junior ref program that we've started for 14 to 17-year-olds, and they can officiate middle school games, freshman games, and JV games. And we've had a lot of success in wrestling and basketball and football in all the various sports in getting those new officials in the ranks, kind of put them with a veteran official to be their mentor and to guide them along. We have a second program that we agreed to with. It's called Ref Reps, a group out of Indiana. And it's actually an online class. It's self-guided at your own pace. And there's 13 different sports that you can learn to be an official in that particular sport. So we've started that. We had a couple of webinars. We're trying to get local high schools throughout the state to teach those in their advanced PE classes. And so we have one school that has started that. We're hoping to gear that up and get it ready to go in the fall. We have about 20 to 25 high schools that have agreed to start that in the fall.
I used to watch NASCAR just every once in a while. And I thought, well, you know, what kind of a sport is this? Somebody's got the fastest car and they win. Big deal. And I had a chance to go up to the Brickyard 400 one time, and a guy sent me, he outfitted me with the headset. I could punch the number of the car, and I'm listening to the car talk to the pit crew and back and forth and all that. I'm thinking, and I came away from that thinking, wait a second, there's a lot behind this. I mean, it's not just getting out there, and I'm lucky enough, I happen to have the fastest car today. I'm going to win. Officiating is a lot like that. People think that it's a whole lot easier than it is, right?
Oh, no question. So I tell people all the time, it's not for everybody. But, you know, is when you have to get registered, you have to pay your fees, there's training, buy your uniform. You spend quite a bit of money, actually, to get started. But, you know, we're doing everything we can to help with that. When we have new officials that are registered, we're contacting the local assigning secretary in their area, trying to get them. They've actually helped out some with fees. You know, first-year officials, they've lowered that a little bit. College students, we have a lot of college students that have shown a lot of interest in wanting to be officials. I know at Morehead State, at Murray State, you know, they officiate for a couple years while they're in school. Unfortunately, sometimes they move on and go back to a different area where their job may take them. But at this point, we'll take them for two or three years and then try to fill those ranks again with new students that are coming in. But we do everything we can to help you get started, get the ball rolling, if you will, get you some games to try to cover your expenses and recoup that money. And it's been successful across the state.
Scott, how many state tournaments did you have a chance to work?
I was very blessed to referee 8 boys state tournaments.
And why did you get out? Because you really got out early, didn't you?
I did. So I had knee replacement. I had 2 really bad knees. And so when I had my knee replacement, it was just kind of the point. I always told myself I didn't want to hang around too long and be one of those guys that they talked about that said, oh, you should have retired probably 5 or 6 years ago.
Remember back when Scott Bottoms was a really good official?
Yeah. I'm not sure they ever said that, no, but they were saying he was better than he is today. But so I got out of that, and it was the perfect time. The assigning secretary of the 12th region was retiring. So that was a way for me to stay involved but not have to run up and down the court.
And your son followed right in your footsteps.
He did. So he's officiating quite a bit. He works in several college conferences. And as when I stepped out of the assigning secretary role for the 12th region, he took that role. And so he's doing that along with his officiating.
Yeah. And he just had one of those, marquee moments here this week.
So he was fortunate enough to be selected to work the D3 National Championship game last Saturday up in Fort Wayne. Quite an honor. He's worked very hard and really proud of him. It was quite an accomplishment for him.
Now, explain to people how does an official get to be here in the state tournament?
Yeah, so each region, obviously the coaches at the end of the year, they rate the officials, and the assigning secretary rates the officials in their region. And that number, after those are tallied up, the top-rated official in each region is submitted to the commissioner's office, and he selects the 16 officials, one from each region, that get to come and work the state tournament. And then there's a couple additional picks that he gets to bring to total those 16.
Who's deciding who makes up the 3-man group for each game?
So let me make this really clear. The commissioners always let me know He's the only one that can get fired over how the officials perform at the state tournament by the Border Control. So Mr. Tackett makes those assignments. He lets Mr. Cope and I kind of review those. But at the end of the day, that's Mr. Tackett's call, and we go along with what he tells us.
And he used to be an official, so.
So he has quite a knowledge of the officiating ranks. He and I talked about that. He and I officiated together, actually. And I will say to you, as far as judgment on the court, he was one of the best I ever worked with. And so he has a keen knowledge of what's going on and how the game should be managed, and does a great job making those assignments.
Scott Bottoms, biggest game you ever worked in your mind? What was the most? What game got you the most pumped up, most excited?
Well, so I probably would go back. I was fortunate enough to work in those eight state tournaments, but I remember clearly the first state tournament game ever at Freedom Hall, so that shows my age. But I had Clay County and Fairdale the first night. And I think the coach at Clay County knew I was a rookie. And to say that I earned my stripes that night, so I was really nervous. It was a big game. It was a lot of fun. We were working at two-man back in the day. That one kind of jumps out at me. And again, not in a bragging way, but I was fortunate enough to work seven state championship games. So each one of those are special in their own way, to be there knowing that some team's playing for that big trophy, and to work in that championship game is a lot of fun.
Hey, Scott Bottoms, thanks for joining us, and thanks a lot for not forgetting me today. And
thanks for giving me a second chance. I appreciate it.
I believe in second chances.
Thank you. I need it.
Scott Bottoms, we'll be back. Second half underway in 90 seconds.
Kaufman Mortuary Parlor understands the economical stress our country is in, which reflects on all of us individually. Unfortunately, death is something we cannot alter. But fortunately, you now have an economical choice during these times. At Kaufman Mortuary Parlor, we offer a full-service funeral home experience. We have a beautiful, quaint chapel to handle the small and private services, but the use of churches or a facility of your choice is offered to handle your larger service needs. People caring for people. Kaufman Mortuary Parlor, located on South Queen Street.
Carl's Produce on the bypass in Mount Sterling is such a special place with so many things to offer. And if you need storage space, Carl can really help. Go to Carl's, check out all the storage buildings they have. They can tailor make one just for you. And why pay storage rental when you can own your own building on your own property? Carl's Produce, just one of the many, many special things they have are the great storage buildings that they can craft just to meet your needs. Stop by and see Kyle today.
With Bad Boy's patented Easy Ride and Gen 2 independent suspension, heavy-duty American-made steel construction, and legendary muscle, there's no mower that brings more comfort, durability, power, and value to mowing pros and homeowners than a Bad Boy mower. Mow with an attitude. It's the driving force behind every mower we build in the good old USA. Our promise to lead the industry in innovation and performance. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Great Crossing moved out to a 31-8 lead at the end of the opening quarter. The second quarter, it was 24-17, the scoring margin. So, obviously, Magoffin County, did Great Crossing probably relax a little bit? Yeah, they used a few more players, but Great Crossing kind of adjusted a little bit. You can't practice to play against a seven-footer if you don't have a seven-footer. And, Marino, he only had three block shots, but he altered probably seven or eight others in that first half. And he has 14 points, and he has a dozen rebounds, those three block shots, and played 15 minutes there. He leads Great Crossing, but a great balanced attack. Vince Dawson with 13, Janias Burrell with 10, Gage Richardson had 10, 4 for Jeremiah Godfrey. And Godfrey, he picked up a couple of fouls, so he didn't play as much, only 9 minutes of that first half of play. And then L.J. Holman, the freshman, came off the bench to get two, and two also for Jalen Warren. Magoffin County led by Walker Russell, the sophomore, 7 points and four rebounds, a couple of assists, and you got to be impressed with him.
Absolutely. And he has a knack, as I think I mentioned earlier, for the ball. He tends to show up around the basketball a lot and able to get a little head fake in and make a couple of buckets there. So, yeah, he's an impressive young man.
Great Crossing has the ball, Gary Crawford, to begin this third quarter, and I guarantee you, they're looking for 35. They want to get this to a running clock.
They sure do.
Burrell to Dawson. Marino comes away from the basket to take it. Right back to Burrell. Puts it on the deck. Runner in the lane. No good. And the rebound. Marino gets it. Goes back. He walked. Got away with it. Rebounds it. Goes back up and lays it up. No good. And the third time he missed it. The rebound. But then the rebound is taken away by Godfrey, and Dawson puts it up and in. A little bit of a bloodbath in there.
Yeah, a little
pretty,
bit.
Pretty physical. 57-25 both ways. Here's Barnett. Salyer, left corner. Russell back to Salyer. His three is up and it rolls off.
There's
rebound. There's Russell. Goes and gets it. Puts it up. Gets it blocked by Marino to Dawson. Boy, the sophomore, just to see the way he's playing against Marino even. But now Marino comes right down in transition, really. Late transition, gets the ball, lays it up and in. Two more for him. 59-25. Here is Salyer looking. And threw it away. And here we go. Godfrey goes down and jams it.
Yeah, Godfrey, one of those guys that jams it. He's 15 inches above the goal.
The clock will begin to run. I've seen a game like this in the state tournament before. I'll tell you about it in a minute. Here is Barnett. Couldn't get the three away. A little bit too deep. And now down in the right corner, there is Grayson for a three. That is good. Grayson Whitaker knocks down his first points of the game, 61-28. Here is Dawson. Floats it back out to Burrell. The defense is a 1-2-2. And Barnett's back in there playing on the back line.
Got Barnett and
they're driving in and sitting in right corner. There is a three good, but that guy's automatic.
Yeah.
Gage Richardson, he's hit three threes in this game. 64-28. 5:40 to go, third quarter. Here, there's Salyer open for a three good.
Top in the circle. Left in the spot.
Salyer's second three. 64-31 and quickly down.
Richardson again.
Richardson continuing to pile up the points. He's got 15. 66-31. Russell Walker, he had a hand right in his back that time, the player did.
Yeah.
Burrell makes his steal and comes and puts it in. 68-31. I will continue to talk about that because that's not basketball when you let players do that. Down inside, and
there you go.
There is Walker Russell getting open.
Russell able to
he's got nine
find
points.
The seam in there.
68-33. There's Richardson missing a three. Rebound by Dawson. Back to the basket with a little reverse layup is good.
Able to get the ball and go the opposite side and lay it in.
70-33. 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Barnett, they come in with a double team and gets rid of it. Then there's a three that's no good put up by Walker Russell. Rebound, Burrell on a run, 3-on-2. Floats it high for Dawson, and Barnett went up there. Kept him from getting it, but coming down with it. And then Godfrey missed the jam. And then Dawson rebounds again, and he got fouled, and they finally called it.
You got to give McGoffin County a lot of credit. There's no quit. It's just they're just outsized and that kind of thing, but they're fighting hard.
Yeah, Walker Russell got that foul, but tell you what effort he gave on that play, and Barnett too, and there's a free throw up, no good. Now, Walker Russell is going to get a little breather, and he needs one. And to replace him is Noah Sammons.
Russell's a little bit dejected right now and getting some counseling.
Marino is going to come out, so substitutions made now with that running clock by Coach Steve Page. Dawson made the second free throw. 71-33. 4 minutes and 3 seconds left to play. Here is ball being brought down. Ethan Salyer across the timeline. We'll catch those Great Hawk players coming who is in there in a minute. Whitaker off to Barnett. Barnett is turned away, goes left side. Leaner up off the glass, no good, but he got fouled. That's going to be against Brady Orem. He's the eighth grader. They list him at 6'6", 180. He's has the perfect basketball frame if he was a senior even.
Yeah.
Barnett's free throw is good. Barnett with his fifth point of the game.
A lot of these younger players that are in now, Dan, they still exhibit a lot of athleticism, a lot of quickness.
Pair free throws are made, 71-35, 3.5 minutes to go. And going for the jam, there's a block by Whitaker is taking it in. That time was Holman. And then we get a foul on Gray Crossing as they headed back the other way, and that's going to be
Jalen Warren.
Warren gets his first foul. It'll be inbounded. Mid-front court. Here with the ball is Noah Sammons. Right corner to Barnett. Barnett would like to drive, and he then puts up a fall-away 17-footer good. 71-37. Quickly down. Great Crossing with just under three to play now in this third quarter of action. Jamari Mason, a 5'11 junior in the game for Great Crossing right now. We did not see him in the first half. Mason, they swing it around the perimeter, trying to make a little move as Warren gives the ball to Orem. Now driving into the lane, a left-hand jump shot put up no good by L.J. Holman, rebounded by Whitaker. Meadows takes it, but nothing in transition. Back out near the timeline, they get it to Barnett. Barnett works right between players, goes for the basket, lays it up, and it pulled out. And he's looking back to the official and saying, hey, did nobody hit me as I ran the gauntlet? He went right through five players that time.
Right. He dribbled right through them.
Now, we've got 2:13 left to play in the third quarter, and we'll get the media timeout. 71-37, the lead for Great Crossing, and we'll be back in 90 seconds.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Town and Country Home Decor in Mount Sterling is the place to go when you're building or remodeling your home. There's unfinished, painted, and stained cabinets, in-stock flooring, countertops, jet coat shower systems, vanities, plumbing and electrical supplies, wood stoves and gas logs, and yes, more, like Delta faucets and Echo power equipment. Best of all, Town and Country Home Decor is locally owned and operated, and they can help when others can't. Right next to Mann Chrysler, 803 Alexa Drive, Mount Sterling, Town and Country Home Decor.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
Many years ago, a player named Ron King, who went down to Florida State, he and his Louisville Central buddy, little Otto Petty,
yep,
on a Saturday morning, Greenup County, brand new school at the time, had made it to the state tournament, made it to the semifinal round. I should have looked the score up, but it was something like 90-30. And now getting it down to Orem puts it up and in. And that was a game that, you know, kind of, this kind of reminds me of that type of game where, you know, boy, the Greenup County had good players. But, again, Central was just, they were a little bit better at most spots, and had a couple, they were a whole lot better. And it turned into, there's a steal by Walker Russell, goes in and gets the shot blocked. Oh, that was a good block.
Good block, and they call the foul.
It goes against L.J. Holman. So going to the free throw line, Walker Russell.
Walker Russell.
Russell's having he's got 5 rebounds, 4 assists, missed the free throw, trying to get into double figures with his 10th point right here. Great Crossing is 4 of 9 from the 3-point line, and Magoffin County 4 of 19. And he missed another free throw. I think he's worn out. And yeah. The rebound, though, comes back and putting it up and in down inside. Little Ethan Salyer. He's got a dozen points.
Maybe the smallest player on the court or close to it.
Senior. He's having a game he's going to remember for a lifetime. Take it away. Barnett. 1-on-3. Trying to go between players and... I love the way he finished it. You had to see it. I can't describe it. He had 3 players on him as he entered the backcourt. He got between them all. He got fouled, and he barely could keep his balance, and he went in. I thought he was going to dunk it to finish off the foul. It already
he
been
just
called.
Kept going. Even after the whistle, he just kept going to the basket.
It's a common foul. Salyer over to Barnett, drives in on the left side. Jump stop, lays it up and in.
Little Euro look to it.
75-41. Ball goes out of bounds, but that clock keeps running. We've only got 25 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Inbounded. They dump it down low to Orem, who turns into the lane, and Walker blocked his shot. Battle for the rebound. We'll get a jump ball. Possession arrow. We'll keep it. We'll send it to Magoffin County.
It's going to go to the fourth quarter.
But sadly, the clock keeps running, and they won't even get a shot off. Well, they may. Barnett's got it well beyond midcourt. Wow. It hit the backboard. It hit the front of the rim, too.
It was a banker. Just a little too hard.
We come to the end of three quarters. It's 73-41. The lead for the Great Crossing Warhawks. Fourth quarter action coming up in a minute.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
And the Clark's Puppet Shop into the third quarter contest. Some really young guys out there battling, and it was no contest. One team never got the pyramid built.
they're still working on it.
They're still. They don't want Dave. Hey, you're pulling the table away from us. Wait, we're not finished. This game has been over for a long time, folks. But we got 8 more minutes to go. Magoffin County, they're going to keep playing hard because they're going to say, hey, let's see what kind of ground we might make up. And the Great Crossing players that are getting a shot to play, they're going to play hard. They've got Ryan Payne in there, Travante Cooper. Payne's a junior. Cooper is a sophomore. Jamari Mason, we talked about, is a junior. And they've got Jordan Kuntz, a sophomore, in the game along with the eighth grader, Orem. Orem had it, and now left side, there's a deep three up and no good. Rebounded by Whitaker out near the timeline off of that miss, and here is the ball in Magoffin County's possession, and the defense is still pretty intense, and Orem gets called for the foul. He came up over the back of Whitaker. Orem said, well, they let me do that in practice.
Yeah.
But I'm working against Reno. They tell me to do that.
Yeah. Make it tough.
Orem just got his second foul.
He's a fun kid. He got called for the foul and, you know, smile on his face like, I'm getting to play.
Here it comes. Whitaker fires a three from the left wing. It's no good. Rebound. Rebound. The other Whitaker shoots it, and it's no good. Each Whitaker misses a three, and the rebound taken by Great Crossing. Grabbing it was Ryan Payne. And now Payne gave it up. He got it back. He whips a pass inside. It's taken away. Knocked away by Magoffin County. Down for a three on the left side. In and out. The shot put up by Salyer. Rebound back up and in by Reed Meadows.
Meadows hanging around the basket. Got the garbage bounce.
73-43 with 6.5 to play. Travante Cooper gets it down, then loses it in backcourt. Goes back and gets it. Working down the right side all the way to the baseline, and a leaner is up and no good. We get a whistle and a foul. And
no foul.
There was no foul call.
There was a foul. It just didn't get whistled.
Wow.
It's a running clock issue.
I don't know who made that.
Something's going on.
We get a foul on Magoffin County. Reed Meadows, I don't know who made that last basket. Because I thought there had been a foul call, but it must have been. It was Jordan Kuntz. So it is 75-43. 5:48 left. Here, crossing the timeline with the ball is Jamari Mason. Hands it off. Now Kuntz takes it over on the right side. Give it back. Orem posting up down the left baseline. Turns on Whitaker, goes under the basket, can't get it free. Gives it back out, a little runner, and the lane is good by Ryan Payne, who has his first two. 77-43. The Warhawk players, they love cheering for their teammates.
Absolutely.
Everybody does. That's one of the great things. If you get taken out in this situation, there's Barnett going inside and banked it off the glass. No good, or on the rebound. 5 minutes to play. There's a three that is up and no good. And high for the rebound was Walker Russell off that miss by Jalen Warren.
Russell still playing.
Yeah. All the way down, going under.
Got fouled again by Orem. And this time he's frustrated. See, I didn't really foul him.
Foul number 34, Brady Orem is the third person for the Warhawks.
They actually stopped the clock as soon. A little bit early. I thought they were going to stop. I was thinking that the rule book actually says you stop it when the player gets the ball to shoot free throws, but stopped a little early there. Walker Russell, and again, he's missed three free throws in a row. He's made only one of five free throws, and he's stuck on 9 points. He can't get number 10.
He can't get number 10, but we're not going to jinx him here, Dan.
And he does. Put that one in. 77-44. Shot put up down on the inside that is no good by Christian Martin. Quickly down the other way. And there is Whitaker for a three. That's no good by Grayson Whitaker and his brother. Zane Whitaker gets a rebound, goes back inside. He missed the driving layup. And he's looking at the official like, how do you not call that, sir? I got hit right on the arm. They did call a foul on Great Crossing. On the rebound, the foul is on Kuntz. Fouls are three against Great Crossing, one against Magoffin County, and now coming back in for Great Crossing is Jamari Mason. Here's Barnett with the ball. Oh, he'll get a shot here.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes in, spins, weaves, goes up, and missed it off the glass. Rebounded. Great Crossing, long throw down to Payne, and Gets his shot blocked by Whitaker, and the rebound is back up and in by Jordan Koontz, who has 4 points. 79-44. The other way, it's Walker Russell got behind the defense and put it in. 79-46.
Back There's tap.
Barnett still playing hard. He got a back tap, but Ray Crossing got it back and going and putting it up and in is Christian Martin. Martin makes it 81-46. And Barnett down, and what do we got?
Got a foul.
Barnett is going to be fouled, and that's only the fourth foul. He'll be inbounded. Travondi Cooper gets a foul. And now Russell's, out of the game is Walker Russell.
Russell's going to come out.
Little Ethan Salyer is back in. And look at him. The sophomore goes down and waves up to the crowd.
Like, hey, I got my 10 points.
Yeah.
Well, he's a very popular young man with the Magoffin County folks.
2:59 to play in the game, and we get the media timeout with Great Crossing in front, 81-46, when we come back in 90 seconds.
Are you ready to turn your dream of owning a home into a reality? Look no further than Traditional Bank, your trusted partner in making home ownership a breeze. With a dedicated mortgage lending team and local decision makers, home financing just got better. Traditional Bank's competitive rates and faster loan closings, along with our best-in-class service, opens the door to your dream home. Find a local lender at traditionalbank.com/lenders. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling, LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Parish Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Parish Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Parish Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
Walker Russell's the sophomore among a bunch of seniors from Magoffin County. He's going around saying goodbye to all his senior buddies, I think.
I think you're right. During that timeout, he was, as they came back out on the floor, he was giving them each a hug.
Barnett driving into the lane. Behind the back pass to the corner, but there's a foul call. That was some kind of a pass. He delivered that.
It was a behind-the-back.
A running behind-the-back pass.
And it was from the lane down to the deep corner.
Barnett's going to get a shoot a couple of free throws, though. He got fouled as he went through the lane. 2:42 to go. Missed a free throw.
It's not bothering him whether he makes them or misses them right now.
Barnett in this game, he's 4-13 from the field. He has 10 points. Free throw is good there. 81-47, 2:38 to go. Here driving around the defense, going for the basket and getting a shot blocked. Travante Cooper went in there and challenged Zane Whitaker.
Zane said, no, you're not getting any part of this right now.
Zane Whitaker's a nice player there. There's Barnett knocking it away. He'll go under. He goes under. And he tried to jam it.
Just didn't have enough legs left.
He did not have anything left. He will head back down the floor. And here in the right corner, there's a three that's up and no good. Orem and Whitaker battling for the rebound. We got a jump ball call. And the possession arrow will give it to Magoffin County. If I've got my hands on the ball and I am walking and the other player is stationary, I think it should be a walking call and I get the ball.
that was an unusual situation right there where they both seemed to be moving and the ball was held by both of them at
above their heads.
Barnett looks to the coach for a little instruction, and now they go on a high post to Whitaker. Back out. Salyer couldn't get the shot away. Down inside. Whitaker taken away. Quick hands. Long pass down, almost thrown out of bounds, but rescued. And for a great crossing, running into the lane, missing a little jump shot of Jamari Mason, and rebounded by Whitaker. And as he comes down,
he's fouled.
He gets fouled with 1:10 to play.
1:10 and counting.
Mason gets the foul call.
Finally,
stop the clock. I was watching. When he stepped to the line, they stopped the clock.
Okay.
Is what it is, I guess. So Zane Whitaker, free throw is up and good. That's his sixth point of the game. But he is in double figures in rebounds.
Now McGoffin County going to make some substitutions. Salyer, Whitaker coming out.
Second free throw is no good. 81 to 48. Under a minute to play now. Payne with it for great crossing. Holman gives to Orem beyond the top of the key. Now dribbling left through the lane, going up from 18 feet, knocking down the jumper is Trevante Cooper. Cooper. 83-48. A three off the right side is no good. I thought that was going. Parker Bowling, a little sophomore. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll stay with McGoffin County. 27 seconds to go. End of the game. They have, well, Barnett and Whitaker stayed in. Whitaker down the lane, left corner. There's a three that is up and no good by Dason Burchett. Rebounded by Greg Crossing, and that'll do it.
Only 8 seconds.
And it's all over. The final. Great Crossing, 83. And McGoffin County, 48. That's your final score. And Great Crossing moves on to the semifinal round of this tournament. We'll be back. We've got another game that's coming up, and it'll be we'll have about a half hour or so that we will go back to the studio coming up. Don't go away. We'll be back to recap this one for you coming up in 90 seconds.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah. Cars, trucks, SUVs, new and used. We've got a deal waiting for you. See me, Jordan Hiley, at Dutchess Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling.
So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Darrell Billings was out. He's the head of the executive committee for the KHSAA. Just presented the all tournament team award that went to Aiden Barnett. And now the McGoffin County team is out getting their semifinalist plaque that'll go back in a proud spot in their trophy case. And many years from now, people will say, yeah, I was there. I remember when we made the state tournament for the first time. And hopefully there'll be some more times for McGoffin County.
Well, they still have a few young players that give them, you know, a base to work from. No question about that.
Really, really impressed with Coach Scott Castle, the way he handled the whole situation of that game, the way he responded to his players on the bench, and the way they responded to him as well.
Played hard. Just ran into a situation that was just...
Yeah, the game was over in the first quarter. 23-point lead. It was a 12-point game the rest of the way, as it turned out. Right now, we're going to have some coaches' awards that are going to be given out by the Kentucky High School Basketball Coaches Association. And I want to hear some of these, probably. Just Mike Flynn. Mike Flynn, of course, who had a great career at a couple of different spots.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite coaches of all time to, you know, have a chance to talk to. Buddy Biggs is out there. Let's give a listen just for a moment.
Scott Chalk, KABC Executive Director, and Kayla Moore Van Hoos, KABC Media Director. The Kentucky Association of Basketball Coaches recognizes and honors Kentucky High School basketball coaches who have made a positive impact on the game of basketball in Kentucky. This year, the KABC would like to recognize the following coaches for their contributions to Kentucky High School basketball. Coach Jason Couch of Bullet East. Jason was a fiery, inspiring success at Greenwood, Eastern, Shelby County, and Bullet East, amassing 3 LIT titles, 6 district titles, 3 region titles, 2011 Sweet 16 semifinals, 4-time Regional Coach of the Year, and was named 2009 Herald Leader State Coach of the Year. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Coach Jason Couch to the KABC Court of Honor.
And certainly bound to have started up in the mountains.
Yeah, absolutely.
One of the most organized and intense coaches in Kentucky for 25 years, Doug's Eastern and then Central teams were always daunting opponents.
Coach Eric Russell from the Campbell County is going to be honored next. I just wanted to wait at least long enough to hear him be honored before we move on.
A magical 2009 Sweet 16 runner-up finish. Loved and respected by players and coaches alike, please welcome Coach Doug Bibby into the KABC Court of Honor. Eric Russell of Campbell County. Eric served as both the girls and boys head coach at Newport High School before moving to be head boys coach at Campbell County. He led the Campbells to a stretch of 10th region dominance, winning over 400 games, including 10 straight district titles and 5 regional titles, and the school's first Sweet 16 win. A multiple-time Coach of the Year, his teams had a fundamental, disciplined style that kept them in contention every year. Please welcome Coach Eric Russell into the KABC Court of Honor.
A lot of good guys in the profession, and Eric Russell is certainly one of those. And glad to see him be honored. And we're going to have some other folks here. We may go back to there in just a minute, but real quick, we'll take a look at some of the scoring in our game today for Great Crossing. Only one player in double figures for Great Crossing. I'm sorry, they had 4. That was a joke. 83 points. Leading the way for them was Vince Dawson, who had 18 points in the game. And he can kind of get quiet points almost. You know, he's not big like Marino. He's not a little bitty guy like Burrell. And so he just stuck there in the middle. And 18 points for Dawson and 9 rebounds. 16 and 15 for Marino. 15 for Gage Richardson, 6 of 9 from the field and 3 of 4 from the 3-point line with 7 assists. Janias Burrell had a dozen points, and he had eight assists in the game. And then six for Jeremiah Godfrey, and 4 points for Jordan Koontz, and for Payne and Warren and Cooper and Mason and Christian and Nora. Everybody else had two in the game except Mason. He's the only player that got in the game that didn't score for Great Crossing.
Bennett West of Belfry. Bennett has been the scorekeeper of Belfry High School basketball since 1978. He has contributed to the athletic community at Belfry in numerous ways and in all sports for 46 years. Known and loved all across Eastern Kentucky, Bennett has been a constant source of inspiration and encouragement to players, coaches, and fans for decades. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Bennett West into the KABC Court of Honor.
And Bennett West, I don't know.
Congratulations.
He's been in it for almost 50 years. But
and contributions to Kentucky High School.
He gets a nice round of applause.
Your 2024 KABC Court of Honor.
Those are the Court of Honor people, and now we're going to get a few people honored for, I think, a number of wins.
Honor Century Club coach members. The Kentucky Association of Basketball Coaches commemorates coaching milestones for every 100 wins. Coaches who exceed 400 wins are presented a plaque at midcourt during the KHSAA Sweet 16 at Rupp Arena. The KABC would like to recognize these coaches for their astounding achievements. James Buddy Biggs of Fleming County High School for 400 wins.
Buddy Biggs with a long career now.
David
back in the area.
Henley of Eastern High School for 400 wins.
And that's James Henley of Eastern High School. And I earlier said there goes Mike Flynn. He reminds
Randy
me of Mike Flynn a lot, but it's Henley, and he's a
County High School
great guy.
For 500 wins.
There's a 500 winner.
Join us in getting
Coach Fraley from Boyd County. So other people that you've been hearing about all season on our station.
The KABC Century Club.
Glad to have those people recognized for great achievements. On the other side, for Magoffin County in the game today, three players in double figures. Walker Russell with a dozen points, 5 of 10 from the field, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, and a steal. 12 points for Ethan Salyer.
For one boys coach and one girls coach in each state tournament. The award goes to the coach who has exemplified excellence on the floor, in the classroom, and in the community, and embodies the characteristics of Coach John Wooden. And ladies and gentlemen, the 2024 Kentucky Boys recipient is Coach Billy Hicks from Scott County. Sadly, Coach Hicks passed away suddenly in December, and accepting for Coach Hicks are his wife Betsy, his daughter Ashley, and their family. Thank you, Coach Hicks, for all the players, coaches, and friends you impacted in a special way. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Coach Billy Hicks.
And many in the audience on their feet and honoring late Coach Hicks. Gave us a lot of exciting moments here.
Never a dull moment with Coach Hicks.
Didn't give us any interviews, but Billy, hey. Billy Hicks, I tell you what, I had a chance to get to know Billy Hicks back in the late night. I'm trying to think really what year it was. He was down at the Derby City Classic, a tournament, and he was still coaching at Corbin at the time, and they came up, and that was a tournament designed to bring in the runner-up teams in every region from the previous year. It was kind of a great concept. It was a December tournament. It's like, hey, you know, how many times have you seen those teams that They were runner-up the year before, and now they're coming back with good guys, Gary. You know, they're good players, and they got a chance. They're going to make a run again, and he brought all those teams in, and Corbin had been a runner-up. And we were there for what seemed like 3 weeks down at Atherton High School. And Billy Hicks, he held a lot of court during those times. I don't know, it seemed like we had a lot of downtime, and we were waiting on games to start. And hey, great appreciation for Billy Hicks. And had I not known him from that standpoint, all those times when he said, "Dad, I just can't talk to you before a game. I'm just too nervous." He sent me off to visit with one of his assistant coaches. And
well, nervous is one of the descriptive adjectives that you definitely use with Coach Hicks, that's for sure. He made the officials nervous and everybody else.
In this first quarterfinal round game, Great Crossing shot 50%, 35 of 70, made 4 of 12 threes, 9 of 12 from the line. Out-rebounded McGoffin County 48 to 27, again with Marino getting 15 of those, and he also blocked 4 shots. The scoring for McGoffin County, I think we started, but Walker Russell had 12. Ethan Salyer with 12, 11 for Aiden Barnett, who's 4 of 14 from the field. Didn't make a 3. McGoffin County only made 4 of 25 threes. And some of those were rushed in the corner where somebody flying at them. And they just unable to get shots to go down. So the points off turnovers, 25 to 8, Great Crossing. Second chance points, 19 to 8. Scoring off the bench, 16 to 4. Points in the paint, 54 to 24. All the numbers
that's
lining up.
Real story is that points in the paint, when you have the size advantages that Great Crossing had, it's just very difficult to stop them with their athleticism and their size.
36-1 are the Warhawks. McGoffin County goes home 23-12, and now Great Crossing advances to the semifinal round coming up, and in the semifinal round of the tournament, they're going to be playing the winner of Lyon County and Adair County, and a lot of people are excited about this game. Even though Lyon County beat them by 50 points during the season, people think this will be a much different game today. I guess we hope so.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And later on tonight, Harlan County and Campbell County at 6, Trinity and Evangel Christian in the 8:30 game tonight. Gary Crawford, pleasure again. Gary's going to be back with us here in just a few minutes as Travis Perry and company, Kentucky's Mr. Basketball, as they battle Adair County in game 2 of this opening session. We'll have that for you. We're going to be back here in about a half hour with our pregame show before Lyon County and Adair County. Thanks for being with us. Thanks to our sponsors. Thanks to Jeff West back in the studio, Hayes McMakin, the executive producer of the Gateway Sports Network, and all the wonderful people that we have working behind the scenes to make it possible for us to be here, along with a lot of great sponsors. Until we rejoin you in about a half hour, Dan Manley for Gary Crawford, thanks for being with us. Great Crossing 83, McGoffin County 48. So long for now, everybody.
You've been listening to the UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16 Basketball Tournament on WMST. Broadcast sponsors include Ambergie's Farm Machinery Sales and Service, BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Kaufman Funeral Home and Crematory, the Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Garrett Furniture, Carl's Produce, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Sterling Family Dental Care, Town and Country Home Decor and Minute Market, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Now more of America's best music on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Honey?
Honey?
Honey, you need DayQuil Severe Honey.
DayQuil Severe Honey gives you powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a honey-licious taste. Because life doesn't stop for a